Valentine. I hope your Valentine's dreams are all coming true. Unless your dream is having a puppet show with 20-year-old coal miners, then I hope your dreams have not come true, because that is vulgar.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I hope your vulgar dreams are all coming true.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4699. Oh, the FO for Wednesday, the 11th of February, 2026. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I've had a weird dream. I'll tell you about my day and some so-so question. Oh, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And VD Phil, good morning to you. Hello, love spreaders, Big Fatty Vulgar. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's hump day of VD week. You know, can it get any better? Yes, Big Fatty, y'all. And speaking of it getting better, y'all wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that first voice was none other than the Flop Foe. And y'all, then the outgoing number one fan of the BFO, the Laughing Buddha. And the newest number one fan for 2026, Mrs. Lauren. Is this a cruise update? No, it is not a cruise update. Y'all, it's just another song of love for VD Week. And y'all, this is the Love Boat. And it was a good show. It was one of those episodic shows where, y'all, I think Charo was the most often seen special guest on the Love Boat. Y'all, in fact, Charo was on a couple of Big Fatty's Amazonual cruises with the Hatlantis. And y'all, she's very old and she's got big old honkers. And Big Fatty, has that's the medical term. Yes, honkers. And, y'all are very talented. Very, very talented. But, anyway, I don't know where I was going telling you about all this. But, no, I'm not going on a cruise of a lifetime. But, y'all, we've been making plans for the big trip to Lost Wages. More on that later. Music. We do indeed, y'all. Very few people get their own celebration music to recognize their exiting of the birth canal. But y'all, today's on the 11th of February, y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person used to listen with regularity. Yes, Big Fatty was like 5 or 4 on the show regular, but y'all, I think they've kind of fallen off by the edge. Y'all, I believe the last I heard, this person was living in the Hatlanta, but I've got no confirmation of that. So y'all, if any of y'all have a contact with this person, tell them to send Big Fatty just a note to let them know where they are and if they're alive, and tell them to get on the half map. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, if you hadn't figured it out by now, y'all, I am talking about y'all, Cutie Patootie. Cutie Patootie, y'all used to live in the Hawaiian. Big Fatty, is it Patrick? No, it's not Patrick, nor is it Hilby 2000. Yes, Big Fatty, Woody. It's not them. It's, y'all, he's just a lovely person. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than that one and only Kyle in the Hawaiian. Big Fatty, we love Kyle in the Hawaiian. We do. So, Kyle, I hope you get some pineapple upside down cake.
Pineapple princess, I love you, you're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday we're gonna marry and you'll be my pineapple queen.
Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, you know your Northeast straight daddy just sang Big Old Pair. He does. He loves Big Fatty's Big Old Pair. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, let's see. Y'all, by the way, that was that frequency that sings that. And y'all, he was starting a new little show. I don't remember what the Home Alone or Dream Home or something like. Y'all, speaking of that, y'all, but first of all, before we get to that, y'all, if you hadn't gone over to the WWW yet, I'm pleased to announce that the number one, number two, and number three fans of the BFO for 20 and 26 are number one, Misery's La 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 Lauren, and number two fan, y'all, the Susan Lucci of the BFO, y'all, third time coming in second. Y'all, it's that blonde guy, Jay. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the number three fan who was just released by picture on Tuesday. Y'all, it's none other than the one and only barbecue tour of the South correspondent. Y'all, it's Dr. Stone. Big Fatty, finally, Dr. Stone can know he's number three. It's true. So congratulations to everyone. And y'all, everyone is Big Fatty's number one fan. Y'all, it's just lovely. It's just lovely. Y'all, and Miss Bacon, let me just find this. She said, oh, I think it was on the Blue Butterfly, and y'all, I probably won't be able to find it, but anyway, she said, well, let me just see here. Big Fatty, not papayan. Let me see. Where is Miss Bacon? Miss Bacon, Big Fatty, where is Miss? And she's in Nidraba. No, that's where Patty Bacon is. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. all right. We've got Miss Bacon. I'm going to pull it up here. And y'all, She says, where is it? She says, congratulations to the number one fan. Not a Rena. Rigged election selection, but I'm okay with it. Never entering again. Poodle called it. Let the rigging comments begin. And then she says, yo, this is the sweetest thing. Fart Pants, I love how much you love it. And y'all, I do. I do, and it means the world to me when you take the time to enter the little contests and shows and things like that. But y'all, a couple of things. You know, I was talking about the commercials on yesterday's little show, and y'all, and I forgot to mention this on yesterday's little show. Y'all on Monday on the Miss Gail King show, Miss Gail King says, "Oh, the ones I liked the most were the kind of good feeling ones, like the Lay's potato chip and the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood. That was the Redfin, and y'all, those were the two Big Fatty liked the most as well. So, you know, Gail King and Big Fatty, y'all, we're interchangeable. We are interchangeable. Yes, Big Fatty, do you wear your yellow dress on your anniversarium? I didn't have it on Sunday, but no. But y'all, you know, we just wished that Kyle in the Hawaiian happy celebration of exiting the birthday. There, y'all, from the Vons East, y'all got an e-letter on two, I say, Tuesday, saying, happy half-birthday, Big Friday. And y'all, when they, at the six-month mark, after your birthday or before your next birthday, y'all, they give you a coupon. And you can choose between a complimentary bar cake or a half gallon of any of the Vons East ice cream. So, y'all, later today, I'm going to get my Vons East free. I think I'm going to get the ice cream. I'm going to look at the cakes, but I'm probably going to get the ice cream. But anyway, yes, Big Fatty God. You know, the old people love the ice cream. Maybe get vanilla. You know, that's Crooked Hat's favorite flavor. Yeah, well, you did say old people. But anyway, so wanted to tell you about that. Y'all, let's see. Monday evening. What did I do Monday evening? Y'all watched that NBC News with Tom Yamas. Then what did I do then? Oh, then I, the wheel was on, but I really wasn't watching it. I was playing the Candy Crush. And then I switched on to the Jeopardy. Y'all, it's the Jeopardy Invitational Tournament. And so I watched that, and y'all, that y'all, and he's from the Hawaiian too. Is that Drew Goins? He's a homosexual. Y'all, he won by $1, and he was more surprised than anyone on the stage. But anyway, y'all, I did read some more of the of my book, and y'all, I'm down to the final chapter, and I saved it to read to, I say, Tuesday evening. And then I'll have a book club report later this week. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby. But y'all, I had, well, you know, let's just do this.
It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and listen to Big Fatty natter about his dreams and tell us if they were wet or not. It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. What'd you dream about, Dad?
Dad, I see y'all, that, of course, is my youngest daughter, Nessa. And y'all, Nessa, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. Y'all, I had the strangest dream. I was living in my childhood home. I was a grown person. And y'all, we were having, I don't think it was a gay grandma, but it was something like that. But anyway, there were all these people that were hosting stops on a, it was like the the leather crawl over at the Hara. Madromulus and Enemy Complex during leather weather. And y'all, we went to these different houses and they had things to drink and y'all, and we're going around and everything. And y'all, then all of a sudden, some friends of mine that I hadn't seen in a while had on their leather and they were there. And y'all, we were going around to different houses and y'all, one of the houses we went to was this little old man that's in my senior size class, and he had some kind of special little sandwich. And from his house, we went to the next house, and it was, y'all, they were having kind of like a Cirque du Soleil show, and they had snacks and everything. Then we went to another house, and y'all, I don't know what these animals were, but there wasn't a whole lot to this stop on the tour. But y'all, there were these animals there, and it was like it was dogs. But when they went to sleep, the inner parts of the dogs came out of the skin, and they were in a bubble, and it was kind of like juice or something like that. And then when it was time for the dogs to wake up, the bubble would pop. Well, and as they went back into their skins, and okay. And y'all, there was this one dog. Y'all, it was a dachshund. And y'all, it went back into the skin. No, it didn't go back into the skin. And it was just in all this liquid. And y'all, the bubble popped. And y'all, it was TT. Once it popped, the dog went back into the skin and the TT went everywhere. And then we had to clean it all up. Y'all, it was vulgar. It was just vulgar. But. And y'all, I don't know where any of that came from. But anyway, got up on Tuesday morning, had my breakfast, had sausage balls, read the e-paper, did my puzzles, then I was off from the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did senior size class, did the big circle, came back, had a few little snicker snacks, while I watched the end of The Price is Right. And y'all, then I decided it was time to get ready, because you know y'all are heading to Shady Pines, except we're going to the Page's Oak Creek Grill for supper tonight. So I needed to get the little show recorded, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Okay, gotcha. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, Big Fatty, you said you were going to do social question calls. Well, you know, we'll get to them. Y'all, I've only gotten two, we got all month. Y'all, if you don't have anything better to do,
yes, Big Fatty.
Give me a social question.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the little Aussie Battler and Scotty. Just out of curiosity, what did you think of Big Fatty's dream?
I hope you're older. Dreams are all coming true.
Oh, that one with the dogs coming out of the skin and the teeth. No, I don't want that true.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.